Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I haven't done my research properly, I will admit that. So I don't know if there is a group that I can go to on a Saturday morning.
That well, I'm happy to do that for you.
Yeah, we can.
No, it's fine. Don't stress yourself, guys.
Welcome to the secret world of slimming clubs on the Secret Recordings Network. If you've ever blamed weight gain on too much fruit, then this is the podcast you need. I'm Katie, and with me are my fellow dieters, Jo.
Hi.
And Victoria.
Too many times to mention.
Hello. Bananas. Right, let's start with our first update, and it's from me.
Now, I did say on the podcast that I would try harder this week just gone. I didn't do that. I did log on the NutriCheck app for all of 3 days. In fact, not even 3 days. On one of the days, I got to tea time and then went to George's Fish and Chip Shop and got myself a small cod with chips and mushy peas. And then Sunday morning came around and I've not got anything in. And what do you do on a weekend morning when you've not got anything in for breakfast? Get to McDonald's breakfast.
No.
It will not surprise you when I tell you that I have had a gain this week. I have put £2 on this week, which means I've put weight on in the last month, which is really fucking shit. Even though home scales do count, because they do, no. Do I need to have to go and weigh somewhere each week to see what I'm doing? Oh, this goes against everything in my head that tells me it's right or wrong, but I just can't get motivated at the minute, which is really rubbish. Now, I'm giving myself an ultimatum. In the next month, so between now and the 21st of June, which is when I feel like groups will be back to normal, if I don't lose a stone and a half, I'm going back to group.
Here we go.
Oh, how the tides have turned, Katie. Yeah. Wow. Never What's thought happened? I'd hear this coming out of your mouth again.
Well, you love MMB.
No, I bloody
love
don't.
Slimming
no,
World.
I bloody don't.
You've slagged her off and you're going to be contributing to her yacht again.
It was, so basically, I sort of had a bit of a sit down and a head shake and what there's one thing that I miss from Slimming World groups. It's nothing to do with Margaret Mars Bramwell or their way of eating or sins or anything like that. It's just like the team. Like, I miss the group. I miss the people. I miss the chat. I miss sitting down for an hour and a bit and not having to either say anything just to listen to people or not contributing. Or it's not even as if like I get any tips or recipes because a lot of them are just scan brand shite. It's just I miss that me time and just escaping for a whole hour, having nothing else to do apart from sitting there and just zoning out while
talk about sugar-free jelly sachets. Really?
You want to listen to people tell you that they've not managed to poo for a week?
Yes, not absolutely. Because sometimes, Victoria, really? When you're the mother of two children, that's all you want to hear is somebody else's issues, not your own. So that was on my mind. And then I'm thinking to myself, right, if I'm not motivated, because it's a lack of motivation, I know how to lose weight. I've lost weight before, followed plans, I've got the NutriCheck app, I know it works. It's getting the motivation to get beyond those 2 days of a week when I diet.
So you were really going to try? You're going to try harder? You promised
us. Yeah, I did. I promised you.
Yeah. This is why you got Slimmer of the Week as well. So that's been thrown in Joe's face, hasn't it?
Yeah, withdrawn.
I spiralled. I mean, I spiralled after that accolade. But yeah, it was... So I've set myself this new challenge now. And you can hear the clocks whirring in that bit of audio because I was like, I'm going to lose a stone.
Stone too easy, was it?
Well, I thought so. Yeah, I thought that didn't sound very impressive.
None of us have lost £2. in a year and a half or whatever.
Excuse me, speak for yourself. Some of us are doing quite well.
It's hard. Stone and a half is a lot.
So how much is that? And how many weeks have you got to lose?
£21 before the 21st of June. And once I'd said it out loud, and I thought maybe we could sort of skim over this. However, there were people sending us messages yesterday and today.
They're going off. They will not stop.
So they're all saying they're going to do the same thing. Some people are saying they want to do it, work as hard as it is possible. If they don't get it, then whatever.
How many weeks is that?
Six.
Fucking
oh my god, this is not gonna happen.
Well, no, let's positive think.
Like this is your version of a cult. We've had Joe's cult with the power of one, and I feel like this is your stone and a half in 6 weeks.
21 by the 21st of June. And do you know what? There'll be some people who listen to this podcast that will do that.
Yeah,
they'll do it. They'll do it way before then as well.
I don't know how we're going to do this. I've not specified a diet plan. I've not told anyone to exercise or not exercise. Everyone's going to do their own thing. One week if you want to do Slim Fast, the other week you want to do Fast 800 or Slimming World or Weight Watchers or intermittent fasting, whatever, calorie counting. Everyone's invited.
Katie, it's all inclusive. Just go back to group.
No, I don't.
Katie, 3 weeks to go, right? When you're 3 weeks left, get on the Slim Fast. You know it works for you. Do it.
Yes, great.
I did say in the office earlier, Slim Fast, you'll be fine.
I was like, if it gets to a stage where I am 2 pounds off that 21 pound target,
which it won't do, not in this time scale, I mean,
then I'm just gonna not eat for a week and just drink water.
You want to go, you love MMB, she loves you.
I really don't. This is the thing. If it wasn't giving that woman money, then I'd definitely, maybe I just need to find an alternative to Slimming World. I miss that group mentality. But if I get that goal of 21 pounds by the 21st June, I don't have to go back. The end.
But technically, by doing this as well, you've actually kind of made your own little group.
I know.
So you've got it. You're charging people on the side.
£21.
Yeah. Love it. Well, listen, good luck. It won't happen. You might as well just admit it and get to group earlier. That's what I think.
Never, never. This week's excuse of the week has come from Michelle Mahoney. She says, when I attended a slimming club, one of the women said she gained over half a stone in 1 week because she'd had a boob job.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty accurate, right?
We've all weighed our tits, right?
I would say I couldn't use that because mine are not necessarily as pert as a boob, job. So I don't know if anybody would believe me. I'm not big enough. Let's not go into that. Use it if you want.
A reminder that if you want more of this podcast, you can join our Patreon page. For £3 a month, you get up to 4 bonus episodes and access to our Zoom parties, which will be on the first Thursday of each month. And £100 will be won every single time. Last week, Jen won the £100.
Woo!
And Nikki, poor Nikki, walked away with a forfeit of no crisps for a week. So she's been posting on our socials.
She really has every day.
And Nikki's a teacher. She had double year nine on Friday, Jo. You don't know how detrimental that is.
I'm telling you right now, she will lose weight. she will lose weight this week. And guess who's
claiming the victory for that joke?
Me.
Right, you can search for us on the Patreon app or go to patreon.com/secretslimpod. Before we move on to our next update, let's get some of the messages you've sent us this week at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook. And you can join the Secret World of Slimming Clubs community group on Facebook. Find out how Nikki's getting on. So you can chat with other listeners of the podcast and us too.
I have to say, we had an influx of people saying, I've been listening to this podcast for a year. Why have I only just joined the community group? It's proper fun on there, so we will see you on there. This is coming from Ruth, who said, I heard a have you lost weight from my daughter today, and I said, you are joking. I ate my body weight in birthday cake yesterday and I had fish and chips. She laughed at me and said, no, I meant dad. Of course she did. My husband is not on a diet and has lost weight because he's a man.
Gutted. Joe says, I nailed Feb and half of March. Then life got tough and I ate and drank my way back to where I started. So this week, for the sixth time this year, I'm starting again. Hashtag CC all the way.
There's no shame in starting.
We're not even in our sixth month of the year yet.
And Georgia says, just listening to the podcast, and let me tell you that I have given up refined sugar/sugary snacks for Lent twice now, and it's simply not worth it. I did not lose enough weight in 6 weeks for what you put yourself through, and I was miserable. Do not do it, ladies. Well,
I'm doing it.
I'm definitely not. Never said I was, so that's fine.
Doing it. And Costa have got a deal on for 50p iced lattes. And Sparky, the guy I work with, rang me from the queue and said, you can get toffee spiced. Do it. Get a toffee spiced iced latte. And I was like, I can't.
No.
I can't. That no feels like, yeah, that's no sugar. So I had a normal iced latte. So I'm really sacrificing, guys.
Are you sure there's no sugar in that?
In an iced latte?
Yeah.
No. It's just milk and coffee, isn't it? And ice.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah. Damn it.
And it's my healthy extra, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Sure. Everyone whose message gets read on the podcast will receive a No Shame in a Game sticker just as soon as producer fucking Paul does a full day's work and produces one.
On
for God's sake,
we've been hearing that for the past 4 weeks now.
Yeah.
I might take some off sale.
Yeah, yeah, we're losing money.
Yeah, we're losing money now because of you. So think about that. That's coming out of your share.
We've got something special coming.
Have we?
Yeah,
have
fuck we? Off.
Yes.
He's bullshitting. He's making this up just to get the heat off him. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's on the fly, guys. I can see his face.
Well,
yeah.
He's already in my bad books because his suggestion for next week, by the way, is our
100th episode. Yeah. Yeah.
And he made a suggestion and it's riled me, I'll be honest.
Oh, what did he say?
The suggestion is on the 100th episode next week, shall we all go back to our Slimming World books and see exactly what we weighed on episode one.
Yeah.
And then we can see what immense progress we've made over the 100 episodes. I found my book from yesteryear, from 100 episodes ago. So I'm game to do this next week. One in, all in.
Yeah, I'm confident. So, I'm like, completely confident.
No, I didn't say I was confident.
Absolutely nothing to worry about. Bring it on. I'm excited for this conversation.
Okay, but you know where your book is, Victoria.
Oh, yeah. It's framed on my mantelpiece. Yeah.
Katie?
Yeah, I don't know where book is.
I was going to say, which know, book do you even have?
Yeah, exactly. Which book? Like, and also, I do keep track on my phone of weights and stuff, or did do, but then there's a massive gap where we started this podcast because obviously I didn't need to do that because I was writing it down in my fucking book. So, and I was really going to do it that time round. That was the
okay,
book
but okay. Well, have you got the week before we started the podcast?
I don't know, Joe. I'm going to.
You've got
do some
7 days, darling, to get because on next week's podcast, we will all reveal
what we've done.
How
actually, Katie, I bet you could talk to the Slimming World leader, and I bet she'd be able to like go in and she'd find it for you. I bet she'd
Victoria,
be able to
they're
do
not
that.
Talking to her.
No, they
they're snubbing her. They're ghosting her.
Blacklisted. Like
she's blacklisted.
Yeah,
sure. MMB's letting her go back after everything she said. Crazy.
Yeah, that's
I'll try.
One.
I will find something that will indicate it.
Oh, here we go. It's going to be bullshit, isn't it? It's not going to be a real number. It's just going to be something that she's just like made up.
Paul's got his spreadsheet. Show us your spreadsheet.
Oh yeah, Paul has got a spreadsheet.
Yeah, but look what it says by Katie.
What does it say? Joined.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I joined then, didn't I?
Oh, she only just joined. Yeah, she rejoined at the start of this podcast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Okay, well, next week's going to be fun or soul destroying.
I can't wait.
I don't know which one, but one of those two will be happening.
Hold on,
can
does
we
the
go
person...
to when we weighed the lightest in the last 2 years? Because that, no. I mean, that, that would be brilliant.
Does the person who's lost the most get a prize?
No.
No.
If
no.
you've not lost anything, ask him for a friend. Uh-huh. Can you leave? That's next week. 100 episodes. Oh my God.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist
specialist to find out if it's right for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Right, let's move on to our next update, and it's from Victoria.
So I stepped on the scales this morning, and there has been a shift. So I've not maintained for the fourth week in a row. I know nobody believes that I did the other three, but I genuinely did, I promise. And I have actually lost weight. I have lost 2 pounds. Now, there is something else that has happened this week, is I've not seen my boyfriend. And I think there is a connection there. So I really, really do think boys make you fat.
Yes.
So, as I have 2 stone still left to lose, I'm thinking maybe I should just not see him until I reach my goal. That's an idea, right? So, as it stands, I have currently lost 2 pounds. After this weekend, I don't know, but as this is my new weigh day, technically, what I weigh today has to count. So this week, I've lost 2 pounds, guys.
Interesting.
Yes.
You haven't, because...
No, I have, though, because I've changed my weigh day. So I weighed on Saturday, weighed in the morning after a week of being very well behaved, not seeing him, eating well, and yeah, I've lost 2 pounds.
Yeah, so, but well, firstly, home scales don't count.
Yes, they do. I haven't done my research properly, I will admit that. So I don't know if there is a group that I can go to on a Saturday morning. That
well, I'm happy to do that for you.
Yeah, we can.
No, it's fine. Don't stress yourself, guys.
In fact, if you ask Tracy nicely, I bet she'll weigh you on a Saturday.
She's probably ghosted me now, to be honest. I mean, I've not been for another 3 weeks.
So you're at home scales. And also, so this is... the difference between you last Tuesday to Saturday.
Yeah, so I'd lost
before you go mental on a weekend, which you often do.
Yeah. So I went,
you do this weekend?
Yeah, so I went mental on the weekend. I do. So I can't remember what we had. Takeaway, some rum, obviously it's me. I think we had a McDonald's breakfast as well, actually.
So I feel like your weight now could be very different.
Yeah,
to...
so I stepped on the scales on Tuesday after a weekend with him, like what would be my usual weigh day.
And how much did you put on?
Put the 2 back on, so it technically would have been a maintain for the fourth week in a row. Beyond furious. So boys do make you fat, because until I spent time with him and then put 2 pounds back on again.
God, so you're still peddling and maintain. This has been going on a long time now.
It's the same number for the past 4 weeks. Oh, my God. I mean, at least I'm consistent, but...
Well, that is true. So do you want us to dump him for you?
Or please, I think if I'm going to reach this goal, I'm just going to have to end it. I'm just going to have to sever those ties and be like, right, get to my goal weight, and then I'll see. I might not like him then anyway, you know, so it's fine.
Is there anyone listening who's lost weight whilst in a relationship?
No, it's impossible. It's honestly impossible.
Why don't you just put him on a diet too? Like, that seems like the logical explanation.
It's hard. You know, when we're sat there watching a film and he's making his way through a packet of digestive biscuits, and then he opens another pack of digestive biscuits.
Oh my God.
Like, how can I sit there and not have at least 5? Like, it's just impossible.
It is so
hard. And because
he
has a job where he's like running around a lot of the time, and he's quite tall, so he can burn it off like you wouldn't believe. So it doesn't matter to him. And I just, I'm only tiny in height, not in any other way. But yeah, it's very, very frustrating. So I have proved very, very much that boys do indeed make you fat.
And you've still maintained.
I mean, well, no, I haven't, because Saturday is my way day. So we'll see what Saturday says. But honestly, the way that this week's going, it probably will be a main day for the fifth week in a row.
Another one, bloody hell.
We'll see what happens.
Every week we take nominations for a hero. This is someone who's gone above and beyond and bravely built up the courage to lie in public about their food consumption. Katie Swan sent this one in. I have definitely been through a drive-through and pretended I was trying to remember what everyone had ordered. My theory is, if you order as many drinks as people you're pretending to be, they'll believe you.
Yeah,
I've done that.
That is really the theory.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I'll have to buy two drinks because it's definitely...
That's a lot of liquid, though. You know, if
you've
like
been that, haven't you?
For the breakfast over the weekend, the kids wanted to have pancakes, but they also like hash browns. So hash browns don't come with pancakes and syrup. You have to order them separately. So I've gone through and done the order. I've done a breakfast for me, a breakfast for the half, and then the kids have got pancakes. And I was like, can I also have an additional two hash browns? I'm thinking, they're going to think that I'm eating them on the way fucking home, and I am not. They are for the children.
Well, I didn't see any pictures of your kids eating those. And normally you would do that, so...
I've not eaten three hash browns this weekend. I have not.
Well, you're missing
out.
If
you want to know...
Yeah. Just hang on, Victoria, let me look her in the eye.
Honest to God.
Okay. Just checking.
If you want to nominate yourself for Hero of the Week, we are at Secret Slim Pod on our socials. Right, it's time for our last update, and it's from Jo.
A little bit about the weekend. It was my niece Natalie's 21st birthday party, COVID style. And as I got to the garden, my sister said, oh, you won't want any pieces of birthday cake then, or any of the specially made buttercream cupcakes that we've got then for the birthday.
Ooh.
Because you've given up sugar till the end of May. And I went, no thanks, I don't. I'll just have a cup of tea. So I sat at her 21st party drinking tea. Because I hate sugar. Sugar hates me.
Ooh.
That was like a new sticker. The big news is this. I didn't do Slimming World Zoom this week because it clashes with Corrie, which is too good. It's too good this week. I'm not missing 10 minutes of Corrie like I normally do to be on a bloody Slimming World Zoom. However, I have been advised that next week is my leader's last ever Zoom, and Slimming World have not had chance to find a new leader and train one up because of COVID. So we now have to decide whether we are leaving Slimming World forever.
Yes.
Or we should frantically find a new group.
Right.
Tense times.
There's no way you'll leave. You are obsessed with MMB. There's no way you're not contributing to our
yacht. If you cut Jo, she bleeds sins. Like, that's what it's all about.
Well, she barely has sins, I think you'll find. it's a tricky one, isn't it? Because I haven't weighed since...
Forever. Before Christmas.
All year. I'm weighed all year. I think the week after Christmas, I got my weigh in, didn't I? And then it all went to shit. Not my fault. Now the leader's leaving. Not my fault.
I think it might be.
maybe it is my fault. So I got a decision to make. Do I continue watching Coronation Street and have a lovely life? Or do we find a new group? Now, with groups now, you'll know if you've booked in for your own group. You actually have to, you can't just rock up.
No, you have to book.
You have to book in, because they don't want to, they can't overfill them.
No.
So you have to actually book a slot. So Ange, my friend who goes to Slimming World, messaged me the other day and said, I've got us in somewhere.
Oh, wow!
I was going to take a few weeks.
five months isn't long enough.
I was going to take... There's a weird part of me that is looking forward to getting back on track. Because you know how much being weighed
That's
at a group
the sadist
keeps
in
me. Yeah, there's a weird... I don't know why. It's just a weird... Oh, right. Oh, okay. This is when I'm starting. Oh, this is it.
Yeah.
So next Monday, she's got us in.
Our
membership
will
be transferred.
That's awesome.
Another Monday group. Yeah, she's got us in 4 p.m.
It's slightly earlier.
Slightly earlier, which is good.
Yeah.
And you know what that means? Get home in time for Corrie.
Oh, yeah.
That's the guarantee. So, 4 p.m. group. Yeah, we're in. We've got a new group. Finally. Yeah, we will know on next week's podcast, mm-hmm. the 100th episode,
yep.
which where we will be destroying our very own souls, looking back to how much we weighed when we first started this. I will also have an official Slimming World scale weight. But, so I will really know how much I've lost over the 100th episode.
But the thing is, Jo, you know, like from week on week in the episodes, you've been on plan. You've been following Slimming World. You've been exercising. You've been doing well. So you're not going to be worried, are you? You'll be fine.
Yeah, keep talking like that. But yeah. Let's make the most of this
eventually,
episode.
Victoria, you'll even convince Jo of this.
Yeah, let's make the most of it on this episode.
I don't believe
just in
it.
Case.
I'm just going by what she's said in previous episodes.
100% given up sugar.
Yeah, power of
up
one.
My life.
Whatever
I can't, you know what? We've gone over the fact that you were so bloody good at your niece's 21st. Like,
yeah.
That's the downside of relatives listening to this podcast. They
can't
hold
that. Yeah, because
that
was the first
you.
Thing my sister said to me, yeah. not how are you, was, oh, you won't want any cake. She loved it. Yeah, she loved it as she stands there at Target, like, whatever. Yeah, and then just before, I said, oh, I'll have one more cup of tea before we go. And my niece said, oh, well, it's after midday now, so shall we open the Prosecco?
Oh.
I was like, no. Well, yeah, you do, obviously, you're 21. Have a lovely day. Yeah, and I just had another cup of tea. It was all teed
I'm
out.
I'm surprised
she
waited that long, really, to midday.
Yeah,
on your 21st.
Well, her grandma was there. So
oh, okay. No, say no more.
You've got to pretend things in front of relatives. So next week's the biggie.
Yeah.
I will know how much I've lost in lockdown.
Yeah. Sans sugar.
And how much I've lost in the 100 episodes, yeah. officially.
Well,
so that's exciting, isn't it?
I mean, it's a bit ambitious, though, to think that you've actually lost weight in 100 episodes.
Let's wait and see. It's Wednesday today. I've got till Monday. I've got shift 7 pounds.
Fuck yeah. Fast 800, you can do 9 and a half.
Yeah.
Easy.
You're not going to do that. Katie's not going to
say
go
never at this stage. Let's live with hope.
Okay.
Until the official figures are in.
Let's move on to our least supportive diet partner nominations. This one's coming from Laura MacArthur. She says, can I nominate my 5-year-old daughter for least supportive diet partner? She still has Easter chocolate left.
It.
Whoa!
She's recently lost her first tooth. Oh. Second is wobbly, so she worries about biting into things. Today, she came up to me with a cream egg saying it was too hard to bite, so could I eat the top off for her?
Oh, bless her.
I had to agree, obviously. Refusing would have been bad parenting.
Oh, bless.
Oh, that's a really good excuse.
Before we crown Slimmer of the Week, let's get some more of your stories.
There's nominations in these messages for Slimmer of the Week. So
is it related to you by any chance?
These are chosen at random, out of the
tombola drum. At random by Joe. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I move the tombola drum round and one falls out. Remember last week when I picked the batter off my fish from the chippy?
God, carnage,
and I was hailed a hero.
No, yeah, I didn't
know.
Thank you. This message came in off the back of it. Jack Bookham says, I nominate Joe for Slimmer of the Century for having the courage to pick the batter off. If it swims, it slims. If it's fried, you tried. New sticker, please, says Jack. Agreed.
I love that.
Agreed on all of those points.
Another Jack, Jack's Journey, says, how on earth are you physically not eating the batter while picking it off? Oh, my fucking God. Not Slimmer of the Week, month, year, but Slimmer of a fucking lifetime. Joe, if you're reading this eating the batter, the title is revoked.
Slimmer of a fucking lifetime. And can I stress, we should remember that title before next week's episode.
Oh my God.
Because at least I know at some stage in my life I was awarded it by Jack's Journey.
And Jasmine Willis says, non-scale victory alert. I just bought some joggers and a top from Fat Face, both in a size 14. My black t-shirt I wore for work in January this year is a size 20. So were the black jeggings. That's made my day. And I feel like nothing can stop me from getting my goal weight.
That's amazing.
You, that's amazing.
That's so good, isn't it?
Yeah.
That is so good.
Also, bitch.
Yeah. But we've ended on a high. We've ended with someone who can actually do it, which we should always try and do.
You've got yourselves an exclusive No Shame in a Game sticker. Right, it's time to crown this week's Slimmer of the Week. I was Slimmer of the Week last week.
Oh, yeah. Look how well that worked out.
And failed. But I still didn't have to eat a biscuit, so it's fine.
Well, I mean, I shouldn't have to plead because right, Jack
nominated twice by
Bookham and Jack's Journey,
the
all the Jacks.
Person, Joe? Is that not just Jack's surname? Is he come to us in different form?
Well, maybe he's come to us in different. I think it feels to me like it's two separate people who really? Both believe.
I think you've just made this
that
up anyway.
I should be slimmer of the fucking lifetime.
But we don't actually see. This is the cynic in me. We don't actually know that you didn't eat it on the side. You took
a
picture of it and posted it. No, I'm not convinced.
You are right, you don't know.
It's a bit like we have to take Victoria's word for the fact that she's maintained for the fourth week in a row.
Yeah.
I haven't. I've lost two, as we've discussed.
I feel like I am trusted a lot more than that.
Really?
Even if I do say so myself. So I don't need to plead. I've got two lovely men who have done that for me. Victoria?
Well, I've lost weight this week.
Interesting.
I have. I promise you.
Right, I'm not going to go against two Jacks. So Jack has nominated Joe. Joe, you are this week's
slimmer of a lifetime.
Lifetime. Is that? I didn't say
slimmer of a
that.
Fucking lifetime.
I don't think I said that.
I lost
that.
Weight this week.
Home scales don't count. We've established that many times.
Right, you may or may not agree with us. You might want to nominate yourself for Slimmer of the Week. Get in touch with us on our socials. We are at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter, and on Facebook. So whether you're slimming or sinning, remember there's no shame in a game.